Atlas Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I've known him for years. 1-800-256-1010.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show. Matthew James, Tax Pro Hotline. You can always email me, moon@moongriffon.com. Somebody made a good point. Stalin's guy that ran the secret police. Show me the man, and I will show you the crime. That's exactly what Democrats in New Orleans are doing. By the way, the Democrats hate the justice system. They do. They want to just go as they go. You know, and I just think the people down there deserve what they got, and they deserve the consequences. Just the way it is. By the way, here it is. Media attacks Donald Trump 4th of July celebration, claiming it sullied Americans 250. Folks, you realize I didn't watch a whole lot of TV with the 250th. I never saw Donald Trump on anything. These people were watching stuff, and they got mad at Trump. All you had to do is turn it to another station. Trump is the president of the United States. You think Barack Obama would have been throwing us on the ground for 250 years. Barack Obama would have made sure he put some negative in there. But these people are saying about Trump, I mean, since day one, they can't stand him. And that's, they basically can't stand you and me and freedom and the laws that we have. New York Times opinion writer wrote, Trump ruined the 4th of July for me. See, Barack Obama was the president in 2 and 3. He wouldn't have ruined it for me because I wouldn't give a damn about him. I'd be going to do what I want to do. This is what they do, though, folks. These are people that write. But this year, I can barely tolerate the sight of red, white, and blue. No, it's not true. It's every year. You can't stand this country. That's why these people are coming over here listening and reading and watching what y'all put out, and they go, wow, this ain't nothing like they told us on the news. Barely tolerate red, white, and blue. Move to Cuba, Venezuela. Go enjoy yourself. Write your news stories over there and see how that works out. When I combine with the maximalist display of nationalist cheerleading, the colors make my heart ache. The flags of the on federal building are grand, but they have alongside banners featuring the President of the United States. Well, what you want them to do, put Barack on there? In Atlantic on Wednesday, Trump is inevitably has destroyed the nation's 250th anniversary. Oh, man, it just goes on and on and on. One pro, Trump made himself central to the American 250. He's the president of the United States, which he had done. Brought Barack along so everybody can celebrate the legendary Marxist himself, Barack Obama. Maybe he should have put AOC out there, Bernie Sanders. Maybe we should have put Nancy Pelosi out there. As the anniversary, Trump cast himself as central to the story. He's the president. Story he wants the country to tell about himself, that America was diminished before him, revived by him, and now can say it was diminished. Joe Biden, nobody can order that. Joe Biden and Barack Obama diminished America. Biden was the third term of Obama. All Obama people's in there. That's a fact. We wouldn't have oil and gas anymore with these fools. And I'm going to tell you what hurt him, too. When he went to Mount Rushmore on Friday, they're scared to death they're going to put his picture up there. He said at Mount Rushmore on Friday night, he told a crowd that he saved almost single-handedly the Second Amendment that was going to give our country its identity back. Yes, they can't stand the First Amendment. They can't stand the Second Amendment. They don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like Trump. And that's what they've been telling these foreigners that have come over here now and going, whoa, whoa, this is different than what the news is telling us. Our own news media almost defends Marxism and socialism to the nth degree. Donald Trump's the president of the United States. You really think he should have brought old Joe Biden with him and let old Joe go to Mount Rushmore? Him and Barack Obama stand on each side of him? Boy, that would be, and Bill Clinton maybe, that would be, and George Bush, that'd be real unity. They could sing Kumbaya and Holy Arms together. Trump hurt his 4th of July. Well, I'm so sorry. Whoa, we just got to hope that he gets better and gets to feeling better, that Donald Trump hurt his 4th of July weekend. That's what we fight against, folks. And they've taught a whole generation or two about this. All right, we got to take a break.